Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Paul Lancour, in for Rachel Miro. A former astronaut and former farm worker hopes to be the future congressman from California's 10th District. Jose Hernandez announced yesterday he's running for Congress. Hernandez worked in the fields of the San Joaquin Valley as a young man. The Stockton native went on to become an electrical engineer. He worked at Livermore Lab and at NASA, and in 2009, he flew on the Space Shuttle Discovery's mission to the International Space Station. The political novice and child of Mexican immigrant farm workers hopes to be the Democrats' choice to take on Central Valley freshman Republican Congressman Jeff Denham. The results of a U.S. Department of Education investigation into the Los Angeles Unified School District, released yesterday, revealed the district has been falling short of educating its more than 200,000 English learners. KPCC's Adolfo Guzman-Lopez has more.
The investigation, launched a year and a half ago by the department's Office of Civil Rights, found the district needed to better evaluate and monitor its English learner program. It also recommended stronger intervention when these students fail to transition out of English learner classes. U.S. Secretary of Education Arne Duncan said LA Unified needs to improve soon.
Too few public school students who are not native English speakers learn English well enough or fast enough to prepare them for other core academic coursework or for life after their school-age years.
District officials agreed to implement a new master plan for English learners crafted with the U.S. Department of Education. The district also agreed to federal monitoring of their improvements. For the California Report, I'm Adolfo Guzman-Lopez in Los Angeles.
For years, Keep Tahoe Blue has been the slogan of environmental groups working to protect Lake Tahoe's legendary clear waters. Over the last decade, more than $1 billion has been poured into curbing runoff and erosion at the lake. But as Lauren Summer reports for Climate Watch, funding to protect the lake is drying up, just as new threats are emerging.
Mark Twain once wrote that Lake Tahoe was the fairest picture the whole earth affords. And on this late summer morning, it's not hard to see why. There's a bright blue sky and clear turquoise water. Researcher Katie Webb is scuba diving in that water near South Lake Tahoe. But what she's looking for is not so idyllic.
What we're looking for in this is a metal clam corral.
Yep, a clam corral. It's sort of a wire basket that holds clams living on the lake bottom. Webb is with the Tahoe Environmental Research Center, run by the University of California, Davis. And she's attaching a rope to the corral so the team can pull it up onto the boat. These clams are Asian clams, an invasive species, and they were not a welcome visitor when they were discovered in Lake Tahoe in 2002. Webb and her team are measuring these quarter-sized clams to see how fast their population is growing.
What they do is somewhat disturbing.
Jeff Schlatto is the director of the Tahoe Environmental Research Center. He says these clams filter massive amounts of lake water, and that's where the problem starts.
Everything they filter, they consume about 10% of it, and then 90% they excrete. So their excretion are like these huge nutrient bombs.
And with thousands of clams in a square meter, their nutrient bombs help create algae blooms.
So you have this bright green stringy algae sort of clinging to the bottom a few tens of yards from the beach. People would be astounded to see this because it looks like any place but Tahoe.
Schlatto says they're experimenting with rubber mats that suffocate Asian clams. So far, it looks promising. Keeping the lake blue and not green has been a rallying cry for both environmental groups and Tahoe's tourism industry. 40 years ago, scientists could see 100 feet into the lake. Today, the clarity has decreased significantly to 64 feet.
We're essentially like a bowl, and what happens on the land affects the water.
Julie Reagan is with the Tahoe Regional Planning Agency, which oversees development on both the California and Nevada sides.
What happened on the land in the 50s, 60s and 70s is that we had a lot of development, rampant overdevelopment.
Tahoe hosted the 1960 Winter Olympics at Squaw Valley. Casinos went up. Building was booming. And soon, the region had a runoff problem.
It's driveways, it's houses. What you cover on the land then interferes with the soil's ability to filter runoff. That's what's causing clarity loss.
Over the past 15 years, local agencies have tried to stop this decline with $1.5 billion of federal, state, and local money. They've preserved open space and built projects to control erosion and filter runoff.
In 2008, we got the news from the scientific community that we had stopped the slide and decline of Lake Clarity. That was great news.
But in 2010, researcher Jeff Schlatow says they found the second worst Clarity level ever recorded. And this time, he thinks it's not just because of runoff.
What we've had just in the last few years is this explosion, this large increase in algae, and they seem to be concentrated right near the surface.
These algae are tiny, invisible to the eye, but they make the water look cloudier. Normally, they're competing with large algae near the surface, too. But Schlatow says that's changing.
The algae in the past tended to be mixed by the winds every few days. So if you're a large algae and you sank down 50 or 100 feet, you could be brought up again into the light by mixing.
But Schlatow says that mixing isn't happening as much. The reason, he thinks, is that the surface waters of the lake have gotten warmer with climate change. Warmer water is lighter than the cold, dense water at the bottom of the lake. So it's a little bit like oil and water. The layers of the lake don't want to mix as much.
Now when we have less mixing, the large algae sink out. All we're left with are the small ones, and so their numbers are going up.
After decades of conservation work to reduce runoff, a lot of people are disappointed to see climate change posing a new threat to Lake Tahoe's Clarity. Schlatow says it's not hopeless.
It's a call to redouble what we're doing, not to give up and walk away.
But restoration funds are running out. Julie Reagan says Senator Dianne Feinstein has introduced a bill in Congress for more funding, but
we know the funding picture could potentially be bleak, so we're looking to any strategy that we can to keep this momentum going in terms of restoration.
On top of that, Nevada is threatening to end its 40-year partnership with California by pulling out of the Tahoe Regional Planning Agency unless concessions are made about its voting power on new development. Reagan says it's just one more challenge that will make the next few years a critical time for Lake Tahoe's future. For the California Report, I'm Lauren Summer on the south shore of Lake Tahoe.
You can see just how tiny Tahoe's invader is at californiareport.org/climatewatch. That's the California Report for Wednesday, October 12th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Paul Lancour. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the SunPower Corporation, offering high-efficiency solar energy solutions to households and businesses in California and worldwide. The world standard for solar. SunPowerSolar.com. The Mary Van Voorhees Fund and the Fallas Family Fund for coverage of climate change. And Barracuda Networks, innovators of simple solutions to complex IT problems, such as email archiving for compliance and litigation readiness. Barracuda.com.